level. All the false hope and the lies told didn't make me a rebel. I wanted more, couldn't settle.
Oh, we got the
beat. Yeah, I never knew I needed love until the love went away. I never wanted to move on, but you had a young engine way. I never wanted to be like this, the streets made me this way. Feel me with hate, such a disgrace. I never wanted you to leave, but baby, you could do you. I never wanted you to view me like the way that you do. I never wanted you to judge me from my passion, no. You know, look, I ain't tryna make it bad for you. I know the people that's around you say I'm bad for you. Don't pay attention to that shit, they wanna change me. It's pretty hard to let go all that shit that's bad for you.
Yeah, man. Listen, man. That song of the week is, man, Nino Calvin, man. Never knew. But you know what's crazy? Hold up. New Orleans is in the building. Nino Cowboy, but Calvin. I was ready to say Cowboy, but why? Because why do you have two names, Nino? Why do you have two first names? Because if I was a rapper, my rap name was just Wallo or Walido. I only had one name. Like, why do you have two first names? Doesn't like your name being Mike Billy. Why would your name be Mike Billy? I'm just saying, Nino, I don't understand that. Nino Calvin. Why do you have, Nino must be your nickname and Calvin is your real name? But why would you, why would you have your street name and your real name?
Hey, that nephew popping down.
Yeah, he's popping down New Orleans, but I'm just saying, like,
he
I don't.
Popping.
The two first names not popping. I'm not agreeing with that.
You don't like Nino Calvin?
Mm-mm. Why would you, listen, why would my name be two first names?
All right, let me ask you a question.
Robert Bob.
They say never trust a nigga with two first names.
First name, Robert Bob. Why, like that's my.
Hey, I'm gonna taste the little nigga's trustworthy though.
No, I ain't talking about all that. But
my nephew, he's trustworthy.
I don't care about all. I'm just saying,
and he would, if I told him that, he'd have said, "Tell Wallow it. No matter if the bitch is like my."
No, when I see him, I'm stepping to him. I'm stepping right. Let me holler at you. You gotta change your name. You gotta change your rap name. So I'm gonna start stepping to rap.
So it'd have been better for you if he would have had a first and a last. Nino Williams.
No. He don't. He don't have to have that. It's too long. These names is too long. I'm stepping to. I'm go right into it. You know. Let me holler at you. You gotta change your name. Yeah, I don't care where I'm at. You going? No, because that's like I feel some type of way about
that. Nephew and them played that fire.
What type of fire?
Firecrackers.
What type of fire are you talking about?
The kind you retreat from.
We ain't gotta go through nothing. I ain't got no. That ain't no big deal.
His name can stay
his name. It ain't that bad. I'm just overthinking shit. It's cool. I ain't gonna get into that. But now you're now tuned into me. $1 million worth of game. I'm Wallo 267.
I'm Gilly the King.
He's Gilly the Nut. I'm back on my stuff again. Okay. I don't really care. But listen. You ain't got to touch me, though. Don't touch me. I'll relocate you. But listen. He got me there. My reflexes, man. My reflexes. It's cool. Listen, players mess up, too. Martial artists mess up, too, sometimes. Yeah, but this $1 million worth of game is brought to you and sponsored by.
Wait. Don't you dare.
Listen, man.
Not mention a nasty one.
Porno Dev over there, producer Porno Dev. He got a nasty as you want to be shirt on. I don't know what that means.
It doesn't say nasty.
It's a spicy shirt. He got a spicy shirt on. It's nasty.
His shirt say nasty, boys.
His shirt say, come get me. I don't know what that's about.
No, it don't.
It say, come get me.
It don't say that.
I'm ready. His shirt say, I got a pair of
His shirt say, spicy chicken tenders.
He got a pair of Dunnuttons on.
First of all, you got a shirt on that says Nasty Boys.
It say Nasty Boys. That's a filthy shirt. That shirt is filthy with a wild tongue on it. Take a picture of my tongue, screenshot it, throw it on my shirt. Like, who do that? That's like, why would you have your tongue?
I got a cartoon tongue.
No, that's not. That's real. That's yours. He opened his mouth. Take a picture of my tongue. Is it wet? Is it wet enough? Pour water on it. Like, come on. That's just some other stuff. I don't even know. But listen, this $1 million worth of game is brought to you by Springfield Hyundai. It don't really matter what type of car you want. Hey, I'm back to Bobby. Whoa, Bobby. What's going on? Bobby, excuse me. I understand you're doing your thing. I'm doing the show right now. I know, but I need to let the people know that they come and get with me. Backdoor Bobby when I come. Hold back, Bobby, back up. Why do you have a shirt on with no bottoms on?
It should be a Nasty Boy shirt.
Bob, back up. Why? No, I'm with. Ho, come on, Bob. Back up from me, man. You ain't got no pants on. Why you walking around raw? You in the raw, man. This ain't no new joint, man. I'm Bobby. I'm trying to get people cars. If you come to Springfield Hyundai, come see me. Backdoor Bobby. Bobby, nobody want to see a man without no pants on. You ain't got no pants on, Bob. Don't worry about my pants. I'll get you a car. If you come in here, you got a job. You don't have that good credit. I'm going to hook you up. No, I don't need you to hook me up. Back up from my face, man. You got your situation. You ain't got no drawers on, Bob. Bob, you just got a shirt on. I don't even know what's going on with that. I don't know who told you. You're quite spicy. No, I'm not spicy. I'm Backdoor Bob. Everybody know me down South Philly. Ask about me. Whoa. I ain't asking about you nowhere. I'm not letting nobody know I know you, Bob. Just come to Springfield Hyundai. Get with us. 844-9-DRIVE-NOW. Come see me, Backdoor Bobby. I'm the guy with just a t-shirt on. Don't worry about my bottoms. Just know if you come in the front door, you go out the back. I'm Backdoor Bobby. Springfield Hyundai. Yeah, you're a little spicy, Bobby. I don't know what's going to get it. Get away from me. Ah, stop. Get away. Ah. Bobby is crazy, man. Springfield Hyundai, man. Check him out, man. Springfield, Pennsylvania.
Bottom line, what he wanted to tell y'all is if you don't have any credit.
Any credit.
It doesn't matter.
Any credit.
As long as you got a job.
You got a job.
You can prove proof of income.
And when you got to go there, who you got to get with?
Backdoor Bob.
Bang! Got you right here. He right there with your face. Bobby Avery. Bobby Wow. He's wild.
You threw that fucking teddy bear in my face.
Bang, Gilly, I got no drawers. Come, Bobby. Backdoor. Hey, Bobby, hey, Gil. I ain't seen you in a while, buddy. Hey, you like my shirt? Bobby a little crazy, man. Hey. Let's get into this $1 million worth of game, man. Let's talk about it, man. We got some things we got to talk about, man.
Yes, we do.
Come on, man. Let's get it.
I would like to start this motherfucking episode off with a bang.
What's a bang?
It's going to put you niggas on Front Street.
What?
Put your niggas on Front Street.
Nope.
Okay. Who you picking? You have two people in your life that mean a lot to you. One of them, you ain't never going to be able to see any ever again.
What do you mean, ever again?
Ever again, nothing's going to happen to them. They're going to be in good health and all that, but you never get to see them ever again. And you have to choose. Who you picking? April or Jackie? Mm. Wait, hold on. And before you pick, I just want you to know that your mother watches the show. So if you pick April, your mother will see it. And April, she faithfully watches this motherfucker. Supports us and everything.
She watches more than my mom. I'm picking April. Wait.
So wait, hold on. Wait.
That's a person. We're talking about the person that I won't see for the rest of my life.
The person that watches your show more.
So you'll never see your mom ever again. Understand this. Ever again. Starting today. She gonna be cool, but you ain't never gonna see her ever again.
I can't physically see her. I could talk to her.
No. Mm-mm.
No communication.
No communication.
Somebody else could communicate with her. Mom, listen, you know me
that
a long
pussy
time.
Got him tangled.
Listen, Mom, you know me
that
a long time.
That pussy
Mom.
Got him tangled.
My mom twisted. Knew me a long time. She knew me long already. I know she's probably tired of knowing me because I got on her fucking nerves. She put too many police called the crib anyway, so she probably like, all right, school. She knew me long as shit. My mom knew me long. She knew me long as shit, and she ratted on me. She ratted on me a couple weeks ago. So I don't even like. My mom's a rat. So I get right. She's a snitch. She snitched on me. I'm disowning her. I'm tapping back into the street person I was. It's cool. She ratted on me. I got a pass.
So
she ratted on me on national TV. I'm done.
Okay,
she's a rat.
Okay. So just safe to say, Jack, you was in labor for.
Mom, you ratted on me.
Hold on. You was in labor for hours with this big head nigga. This motherfucker head bigger than a motherfucker. So I know he, and you had him natural. You went through all that pain giving birth to this nigga. Do you hear me, Jack?
Do you know how many people?
No, wait. Hold on. I'm not done. Right?
I don't care what type of sauce
she did all types of bits with you, juvenile bits.
She didn't do no bit with me.
Hold on, yes, she did.
No, my mom was free when I was doing that bit.
Yeah, but she
was in the free world. Yeah, no, she didn't do no bit. Mm-mm. She wasn't in the cell with me. She wasn't my cellie. Mm. She wasn't a bunch.
I don't know
what you're talking about.
Okay,
she wasn't
so
what you lifting in the
wait,
pen.
Wait, hold on.
She like, wasn't my cellie.
So hold on.
She ain't no chi-chis with me.
So hold on. So basically, you saying to all the women across the world that hold the nigga down when they in that penitentiary, you wasn't with me when I was lifting in the pen. You ain't do no motherfucking bit with me. I just want to make sure you's what you telling all the women across the motherfucking world who hold niggas down while they in that penitentiary.
I'm gonna say this. Can I just say something? I had to rethink about it. When she ratted on me a couple weeks, now I always try to figure out who called the police on me. I think she got me. Told on me. So I can use that. I think she rattled me. Come get the nigga. I'm tired of him. Come get him. I think she told on me, man. I think she got me busted. They didn't know I was under the car. She was looking out the window, and all of a sudden, they imagined to come get me out of the car. And she looking out the window, baby, stay there. All right. They just come up out of there. We know you're there. I didn't know I'm there. She told on me. She ratted on me. I'm sticking to that.
Shit. Who you picking? And wait, hold on. And let me just say this.
This nigga.
Stop adding shit to it.
No.
I know you're about to add.
No, listen. I asked this nigga why he was with his woman. Because I just so happened to call him. He with his woman. I was smoked up. I thought about this shit. And I said, put me on speaker. I asked him in front of his woman, you know what this bitch ass nigga did?
Oh, would you smoke Reggie or
you know, I don't smoke no Reggie nigga. You know what this bitch ass nigga did? He gonna say, hey, V, tell him who I'm picking. How you gonna tell your woman to tell me
that's not
who
what
the fuck you picking?
That's not how it happened.
How it happened?
I was like, babe. Tell him who I'm picking.
No, the babe joint is a soft joint. Babe.
No.
You know how you say
that's
that?
That's the bitch ass.
No.
Babe.
No.
Babe.
No. I was
babe.
Proven. No, he remixing.
Baby.
He remixing.
Baby.
Babe.
Who you picking, nigga?
I was proving a point.
Hey, baby.
I was proving a point because I know
like
my girl.
Bae.
Look, my girl already know the answer. And the first thing that came out her mouth is, he picking his mom. Because she know I'm picking my mom, dog.
Lying like a motherfucker.
I'm picking my mom.
Who you picking? Fuck all that. Who you picking?
What?
Who you picking?
Between my mom and two?
Yeah.
Nah, that's too easy.
That's too fucking easy.
Nah, who you picking out of your two sons? Cheese or
No.
Mac and cheese. Nah, no. Mac and cheese. Nah, yes we are. Mac and cheese. Nah,
fuck.
No, he want to do it. No, he playing dirty. He playing dirty catching niggas while they trying to chill and chill day off with this girl.
The only person we doing.
No, no. He said it's anybody. Mac and cheese. Which one you picking?
Nah. We ain't doing kids.
Yes,
we are.
That's a foul as hell.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are, bro. Mac and cheese. What's up,
kid? You can't put kids.
You can't do that.
You can never put
adults.
Kids in the
no
equation.
And I knew not right, to listen. Pick his son or one of his daughters because then he could go with, well, I got my baby girl.
Right,
need
well, pick
me.
Pick nah. What's the name? Well, who you picking?
Between who?
Mac and cheese, nigga.
No, your mom and your mom and
y'all niggas
and
family. Your
first okay, first of all.
Don't draw it out. Come on.
First of all, me and two got fucking 20 plus years in. That's like, come
oh,
on.
Oh, so you've been with two long enough. You going to pick your mom?
No. I mean, come
this
on.
This was an easy one. You got to ask about his kids.
No,
like
no
that's like me and two already got a solid ass foundation, like with grown ass kids. Like, you know, that's tough. It's tough for you because your relationship is still relatively fresh.
All right, let me ask
fresh.
You a question. Let me ask you a question.
His relationship is still relatively fresh. But for me, that's an easy
question.
Joint. When you've been with a motherfucker for a couple decades,
let me ask
it's
you a
like,
question. Let me ask you a question. Who are you picking? And you can't fuck with him no more. EA or Cosmic Kev?
Ooh, you that ass nigga. Ooh, you that ass nigga. Ooh. Damn, that's a hard one.
Mmm.
Damn, dead silence. Now you got to answer
that's
it since you're the nigga
one.
With all the
nah,
answers.
I'll pick both of them, and I'll stop fucking with both of them.
Nah, no. You can't do that. See, this nigga just trying to dodge and weave everything.
I stop fucking with both of them.
Nah, you got to pick one.
I stop fucking with both of them niggas.
Nah.
Like, I could not pick one.
Nah, you got to.
Who you picking? Pop Tracks or Rusty?
Come on, man.
Pop.
Yeah, listen, you stop giving me these.
No, I'm picking Rusty. I mean, Rusty ain't going to. No, if I had to pick between Cosmic Kev and EA, I would probably pick.
You can't talk to him for the rest of your life.
Ever.
I'll probably pick Kev. Because
EA was going to cook you.
I'll probably pick EA, I mean. Because I knew, I fuck with him equal, but I knew Cosmic Kev long.
All right, but let's just leave the subject alone because this is a nasty subject.
Yeah, okay. What's the most important part of a relationship? Hold on. Before we get into that, let's get into another sponsor.
This sponsor we're getting into right now is All American Home Care, man. Listen, man, if you're home, you have a person in the house that's ill, your grandmom, anybody that's ill, did you know that you could get paid to take care of them?
Mm-hmm.
You get paid to take care of them?
Mm-hmm.
All American Home Care will sign you up. You know, if you're not already registered, taking care of somebody, if you're already registered, you could transfer over to All American Home Care. And listen, man, Gil, tell them how they can contact them. Tell them what they got going on. Tell them the benefits of messing with them.
See, the thing about All American Home Care, right, is they pay the highest salary. So if you already a part of a home care situation,
you could transfer to them.
You could transfer right over to them.
Mm.
They give you a signing bonus. So
pay vacations.
Pay vacations.
Mm.
So the thing about All American Home Care is they take care of their people. They give out paid vacations. They give you the highest salary that you can possibly get out of any other home care company that you may be a part of. And it's nothing to say, okay, I'm with them. I want to go over here, transfer over.
And if you're not doing it already, they can start the paperwork, get you up into the system, and then you could be doing it.
Right.
And the way you could contact them is 215-531-7882. 215-531-7882. MyAllAmericanCare.com. MyAllAmericanCare.com. Check them out, man. Do your thing. Sign up. If you got your people in the ill, you can take care of them and you could be getting paid doing it. And yeah.
Right. And so let me tell you something. If they got, this is like the drug game in the 80s.
No, I wouldn't say that.
It is, though. I'm just saying.
Nothing's like the drug game.
It's like they just got a new connect.
like, let's keep it real. If I was, I'd be running around here scrambling up every old person I knew.
You out of pocket. You gone.
He wilding.
I had 86 of them living in one crib. We be out taking care of everybody. You hear me?
Three, he going to have row homes put together.
No, like, I'm going to treat them good, though.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't going to just do them dirty. I'm going to treat them good. But it's like, hold on, wait. I could get paid for taking care of somebody that I already love.
Right. That's beautiful.
Like the stuff they coming up with nowadays, man, it's like some unbelievable stuff. Like, and then I went down to All American Home Care in a facility.
It was unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
Mm.
They got about 70 people working in this joint. It's like, it's unbelievable.
Connecting,
man.
Everybody, getting everybody.
So, man, shout out to All American Home Care.
Shout out to them.
If you're a part of a home care already and you want to transfer over, 215-531-7882.
And MyAllAmericanCare.com.
You just got a raise, basically.
Yeah.
And even if you're not signed up and you want to get signed up, you have an elderly person in your household, you could be getting paid for that.
Yes.
Do not let opportunities pass you by.
Do not.
All American Home Care. Okay, let's get into this. Most important part of a relationship.
Communication. Communication, finances.
Mm. What you think?
Trust. And that's on all levels. I got to be able to trust.
I think in order to establish trust, you got to have the communication to talk about the truth. To communicate to both of y'all truths and what y'all got going on. Because a lot of times, you got people out here having babies don't even know each other. Motherfucker had a baby. They just met all you. You be smashing. And then you realize she's messy. You're a scumbag. Y'all don't really even like each other. Y'all really not even got the truly like the truth, the true person that you are. Nobody, you ain't even to know each other because y'all was communicating. Y'all whole thing was based off of just fucking.
Yeah, you still got to trust the communication. Some people communicate lies.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like I have to trust that this person is going to be good with my money, good for the relationship, good with my kids if I have kids. You know what I'm saying?
It's a lot of things. When you say your money, is y'all like you just going right into a relationship and open up your bank account?
No, but you got to
put it right on his debit. But let's go make this a joint account.
Everything, my life. I want to add it to my Social Security card.
He's lying.
My essence, you can use it for anything.
He's lying.
Hey, so 2 days in it, he was, I figured I'd, you know, make this a joint account.
Yeah.
Put you on my shit.
Yeah, all that type stuff.
I think it's trust, me personally.
Trust is everything.
Because I got to be able to trust the fact that you're not out here throwing other dicks in your mouth.
Well, that too.
No, I mean, that's just...
Yeah, no, I get you.
Because let's be honest. I know motherfuckers that love motherfuckers and they get their house robbed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy.
Is that really love? How you love somebody you do them dirty like that?
I mean, because at the end of the,
some people got different moral standards. They ain't got the right moral.
Right, and at the end of the day, some people be on the influence of drugs. They be under the influence of, you know, other people's thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying? A lot of motherfuckers out here can't think for themselves. So they do some dumb shit, and then when they sit back and look, I can't believe I let these goofy niggas talk me in to doing this dumb shit.
Or they love you and they still look at you as like, Wallow gonna be cool. Wallow got everything in life. I don't get it.
Prime example, you love April without a doubt, right? You just said if she went to jail for 2 years, you was going to be body slamming bitches like Hulk Hogan.
I never said that.
Wait a minute, brother.
I never said that.
I mean, basically, what are you going to do?
I didn't say that. I said y'all was.
Nah, you tried to put it on us and then tried to reverse it.
Nah, that was a snitch back from y'all.
Okay, okay. Wait,
what? That was a snitch back?
I mean, that's what y'all was doing anyway. I just identified it.
Yeah, that was a snitch back about something. I wasn't snitching.
No, wait, hold on. Wait, you got put. That was a snitch back?
Yeah.
He reverted full civilian.
Civilian snitch. He done it. You just be walking down the street, see something. Civilian. He done it. It was him, cop.
At the end of the day, I feel like I could learn to love a motherfucker.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? So to me, the most important part of a relationship is definitely trust. I learned to love you, bitch.
But what about the trust also with stuff like finances? Like, you want to know that your girl wouldn't fuck your bread up if they, you know, if you had to go to jail or anything that might happen where they have to be in charge of you. You might get sick. You want to have somebody that's going to hold you down. Yeah,
hold you down, what I'm saying? Yeah.
So let me ask y'all a question. In a relationship, how do you pay for the bills?
Like, how should it be divided?
Do you divide the bills? Do you pay total?
It depends on where you at financially.
Yes, exactly.
Like you might just have to. It might be a point where you got to go half until you can pay the whole thing.
Okay.
Be coming right into it.
Okay. You okay financially, and she's okay financially. How do y'all take care of the bills?
Okay.
How do y'all take care? Yes. I'm okay financially. She okay financially.
If we both good, you know what I'm saying, then it might be, you might take a little bit more responsibility on it, but for them to be like, they go to work and they whole check just go to them, and you go to work and you pay for everything, that kind of doesn't make sense unless you really got a lot of money.
But you got
money.
Some women that's gonna say that, like, you supposed to pay everything.
Yeah, so it's like, so you go to work, your money is just fun money. Like, your money.
No,
like
your money is for all to be. Your money is responsibility.
That's
money.
What I'm saying. Yeah, my money is responsibility money. Your money is fun money. You know what I'm saying?
Have fun.
That's when you see a nigga, he don't got no shape up. He fucked up, her hair done. Yeah, I mean, this nigga's kicks his
if
dick.
If you out here, they got no line, something wrong.
So,
nigga, shell toes look like sandals.
What do you think? How do the bills get this?
I think if you out here, you handle it, and you know. It could go both ways. It's all up to your thing. Like, you could go half, or you can go and just foot the whole bill.
Because I done been in situations where my shorty made dumb paper, and I was like, I didn't make dumb paper. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it wouldn't even make sense for me to be trying to be like, I'm going to pay all the bills, when it's like, you make $200 a year. You feel what I'm saying? Like, that don't make sense. That would just be dumb or prideful.
Yeah. It depends.
Well, me, I take care of the bills.
Mm-hmm. Supposed to.
Just me personally. I take care of the bills.
He's supposed to.
Yeah, you know I mean, I ain't gonna lie. But in 20 years I done hit a rough patch before.
You hit the moments.
Which, but your woman make money too. She do her thing out here.
My woman make that money, and she drop that motherfucking money in account. She know what to do.
Oh, you try to.
You just bring that motherfucking paper home to
you
dad.
You just try to act hold like on, he's don't start. Act like he's listen, a, he's hold a pimp.
Yo, listen. I'm just saying. I ain't a pimp. I'm something like a pimp.
So hold on. If you paying the bills, but she's dropping money off into your account, what does that mean?
She dropped that money off into the account.
So that means that she's paying bills.
The family account.
That means she's paying
bills. He trying to spit it.
Yo, Gina.
Fuck wrong with you. Gina, you've been paying bills for 20 fucking years. I just take care of them for my ego. Yeah, me too. Drop the money in the account. I pay for the bills. I actually go.
It's usually the reverse way where the woman sends in the money.
Yeah, but
I want to feel like I'm paying for them.
But she dropped the money.
Right. She got that Marvel money.
Fuck is wrong with y'all?
Make
you hear me? Fuck y'all, nigga. Yo, pimping been pimping since pimping. Player, fuck
is
wrong with
you? Pimping ain't pimping if it ain't pimping.
Fuck is nigga.
Pimping ain't pimping if it ain't pimping.
So let me just say this.
Uh oh.
April get that bag.
We know it.
You hear me? When she met him, she said, come on, nigga, step into this G-Wagon, nigga. Come on. Step up into these red leather seats, nigga. Come on. She told him, you ain't never sat on no red leather seats, nigga. Let me introduce you to the game, young nigga. Slap, rub this. Look, he thinking. Look, he don't know what to say. Look, April's his kryptonite. Look at his face.
When
I talk about April, look,
that,
look,
he can't deny nothing.
When she
look,
said that.
He looking at me like this.
When she said that, I'm going to tell you what I said. If she said that.
No, you right.
When she said that.
She said, come on, nigga, step into these red leather seats, nigga. You know what I mean? She introduced him to the inside of that Mercedes.
I've been there
she
before.
She said you never had a lady introduce you to the inside of a Mercedes.
You've been there before. You ain't had no leather seats in jail, nigga.
What? When I went to the parole board, they had a leather seat you sitting in. Fuck, you mean a hot seat? That joint was leather. I said, whoa, don't threaten me. I said, whoa, this joint nice. He said, no, we don't want to hear that shit. You got locked up when you was 11. We need to hear everything. So whoa, I didn't ask to get in this car. What the fuck is you talking?
So you kept sitting on that couch because you kept getting denied for
no, parole? I only got denied one time. It wasn't a couch. It was a hell of a chair with leather on there. Mm. So I've been in leather seats before. Don't threaten me. Like, I disrespect my handle. Like, I ain't been around this month. I done made some moves out here. You know what I mean?
You ain't make no fucking moves out
here.
You
hating on a player. You know what I mean?
So the bottom line is, she's doing very good for herself.
She's doing very good for herself. And we never been anywhere that I didn't pay for.
I get
we never been nowhere that I ain't pay for. I'm talking about never anywhere. I'm from here.
Now I get that all
you
day.
Better, you better not grab that.
I was on the same side.
Don't grab that check. Don't grab that. Don't grab nothing. Don't step to that register. None of that. Back up. She already know the drill. Mm. Don't even disrespect my existence.
Yeah.
She'll tell you that.
Talk your shit.
She'll tell you. Talk one thing your about shit. It, she'll tell you that. Wham!
Oh, was she about to go in your pocket? What you got?
I ain't pulling out for that.
Yo, the old Wilo was about to come, nigga, talking about, yeah, because he caught himself. He caught himself.
Listen, I go right in. She already, like, we ain't never had that. We don't have that issue. She ain't, no.
You activate your wallet?
Don't disrespect the environment like that. Step into that register.
Oh, don't.
Grabbing that. Don't you dare grab that black level. Don't you grab that. Don't grab that check. Hold, don't touch that. That's the tip.
Yeah. Hey, guess what? Hey, guess what, though? They was all ones. That was about $30. That was about $30. Niggas said, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
He know. Listen, listen. One thing that Gil know. One thing that Gil know.
30. Hold on, wait. 1, 2, 3, 4. He see, listen, bitch. $34.
Listen, one thing about him, he see me with, he know I only carry one.
No, because let me tell you something. First of all, you just want to know how you know the nigga's been locked up for a long time. He just want to count money. Just hold on, wait. Give me that 6,000. Wait.
Count the same six all day.
Like, no, I don't count the same six.
Dog, it's like this. It's like
I don't count the same money.
It's like, bro, no. We at the bank.
I gotta make sure they ain't shorting me.
Like,
I gotta make sure. Like, even though the machine can mess up.
First of all,
the machine, I count mines.
First of all,
right there when I get in the car,
that nigga go to the bank, take $6,000 out of some shit like that. They got $2,000 joints.
That don't mean
around.
That ain't.
No, this is three of them.
You think they won't get out on you?
$6,000.
You think they won't get out on you?
You don't got to count that, bro.
No, I count all mine.
That's six bands right there.
Somebody stuck together the machine because a lot of times I tell them put it in the machine.
You know he like counting money because he lick his fingers too. For no reason. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
Money dirty, too.
I don't care about none of that shit.
Filthy as she love counting some chicken. He get a high off of that shit. It's getting to $1 million worth of game.
$1 million game is brought to you by, have you had any good hair lately? Ask yourself that.
Leather jacket.
I haven't. What about you?
Oh, fucking
now, if you haven't, you need to get to that stellar.
That shit look
that
like
glorious,
a pelly,
luxurious pelly. Hair. The hair that had you looking like, oh, baby. I'm paying for everything. That's why you got to get with everything, divaglam.com, because you'll get that hair where the dude be like, I'm paying for everything, baby. Whatever you want to go to the moon? I'm going to buy NASA for you. All because of your hair. Your hair is shiny. You have that soul glow. Everything, divaglam.com.
Let's get in $1 million worth of game. OG, I need some game. I was messing with this little chick. She knew I had a girl, and she still did everything for me. To be honest, I could have treated her a little better. Long story short, Now she with my right-hand man, but I miss her. Sometimes I feel like walking in and kicking boy out. But now I know she's a whore. I don't know, Gil. Damn, what you think?
He didn't want her. What the
fuck? Yo, what?
Why he snapped? He would have kicked the boy out.
First of
now
all,
you would have beefed with the boy.
First of all, I'm just saying, she was your side bitch, all right? Okay, newsflash.
He mad.
Side bitches ain't yours. They to the game. Number one.
She belonged to the game.
Number two.
Oh, my God.
I think it was, Snoop in them that said this? Ain't no fun if your homies can't handle.
It ain't no fun
if your homies can't have none. It ain't no fun if your homies can't have none. So tighten up, player.
Guess who's back in the motherfucking house? With a fat dick, mouth. Who's recognized?
They pull a who? Who?
Come on, man.
That's it. Come on.
So at the end of the day, it's like, come on, man. Tighten up out here, player. You really want to bust in and fight your homie over a bitch that's not even yours.
Be sweating. You all fight. Get off.
You know what I mean?
Why you hold me?
You out here. All this. You out here. You want to be peeing.
I mean, I was about to say, because you know you was a personal Paulie, too. We was both a little guilty of being personal Paulie.
Oh, weed. What the fuck?
Yes,
weed.
We already talked about this
before. I'm from North Philly.
Nah, nigga.
I don't know nothing about the weed. He told you put me in a whole different country.
You used to.
What are you talking about? He put me in a whole different country. I'm from North Philly. I ain't never been to France.
I heard you used to keep all of them
what's
personal.
Wrong? Wee.
Yeah, what? Shit.
What are you talking about? What's personal?
Yeah,
define personal.
It's when you got bunch of hoes and you be like, yo, I just want these to be personal fucks for me. I don't want other people fucking.
I've never done that. I've never done that.
Y'all used to take all your business personal.
When?
Back in the day.
What I used to do?
First of all, you want to get into what you used to do?
A lot of niggas
do
that.
No. You're talking about took personal. What I was about to say,
first of all, number one, any chick he ever dealt with in his life, he fucked a missionary style. he loved to lay down face to face, look a bitch in the eyes like this. He'd be this close looking a bitch in the eyes. So I love stupid. You. Tell me you love me into the moonlight. Bitch, like, listen, what is you talking
about? I ain't gonna hold you. We was young, right? I had a situation, right? And this nut, you know what I mean? He thought I was in there watching a movie, but it was really her screaming. And he came in there. So afterwards, he was like, yo, that was a situation. Why would you was raw. You ain't had no clothes on. I said, that's our party. I gotta be free. And you had a missionary. I was like, yeah. It was personal. First of all, it was a cold smut. Because I don't judge him.
He laid down face to face with a cold smut and then threw the arms under her, locked her shoulders in like the bitch was on a ride at Great Adventure.
He lied on me. He lied about that.
I opened the door. Old school shit. You know, slow music on.
Tongue in her ear.
That was my thing, slow music.
I opened the door.
I had all the slow
music. He in there grinding all slow.
Always and forever.
I said, cuz.
That was my joy.
I said, cuz. That's a fucking.
A lot of dudes is watching this. They know what I'm talking about.
He had on Cupid. That's what he was
doing. No. I was
in jail. He was fucking a Cupid.
No, that came out when I was in jail.
Oh, wow.
I didn't have that.
No, you better not have been fucking a Cupid. It was in jail. God damn, you better not.
That was not when I was in jail.
Hey, the nigga. He was in there making love smut.
One of my legendary Jones, he heard it before when he kicked that door over. Make it last forever. I've been looking for you my whole life. Why you doing this to me?
Hey,
I'm going to miss you.
Hey, listen. I was thinking about since you. Was
I know you're tired. Listen,
he talked to smuts
my whole
like
Jordan,
this. Look,
my whole Jordan.
Smuts, look.
I know you're tired because you've been running through my mind all day. I love you, man.
Listen, you was definitely you know, I love you boy back in the day. You was telling
listen. My Joe, listen. You know, listen. You know how I kill about you.
First of all, right? We partied a chick, right? Yo, back in the day, right?
He ain't say that during the joke.
Hold on, wait. We partied a chick back in the day, right?
Don't lie on me,
cuz.
Please don't lie on me.
Don't put no smut
on my name. Come on. What did I do? Don't lie on me.
Levon off of motherfucker 11 for Somerset.
What did I do?
Yo.
Levon off 11 for Somerset.
I can't recall.
You know the fucking name.
You said I love you in a train?
No, listen. 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 He was so excited when I brought the bitch in, right? He like, how you doing? You gotta understand. I'm 17 at the time.
He lied on my name.
He 14.
He put a smut on my name.
The chick was 16. She was a year younger than me, right? I bring in.
He lying on me. He lying on me.
He was on some Birdman shit before Birdman. He like this.
He lying on me.
He like, what's up, cuz? She gonna get it popping? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, let me open the can of tuna
he
first.
Slam my name, man.
Let me open the can of tuna first. Then so we chilling. I get it popping. You know, I sub him in the game. He come right
off. Oh, you ain't sub me. You ain't tag me. You don't touch me. But you don't touch me, partner.
No, he ain't say you. I ain't say I touch you.
A sub in is like, yo.
He said he whistled, nigga.
I mean, you ain't never see wrestling. Go in.
No, the fuck is you talking about? I didn't say that type of sub.
You always talking about.
That's not a sub either, nigga. Fuck is you talking about?
Wait a minute, brother.
I sub him in the game, right? Yeah, I mean, yo, it's cool. My cousin, yeah. All right. I sub him, man.
Don't lie on me. Don't slam my name.
Hold on. Because I was already in the game before him. I shot my three-pointer. I'm done. You feel me? I go in the bathroom to clean up the little, you know, the spill. You know? I come out. This nigga laying down. Face to face. He on the Thundercat joint. He looking like nigga like this.
This is real spicy and dirty because it just spilled on the joint.
No, he ain't spilled. No, he ain't do that.
No, I'm saying take the condom off, wipe off. Listen, right? This nigga's in there. He got the bitch in the roller coaster joint. Listen. And he's saying shit that, like, that ain't got nothing to do with. You gonna be mine forever. She's like.
Now, let me say this.
Like, I'm not going to be yours forever. Like, I'm not even yours right now.
You know why he was in violation? You know why he was in violation? Because when he was doing whatever he was doing, I'll slide out occasionally, give him some time. Why did you go in there and come right back out? You pulled the game me some time. Like,
that's fair.
Like, he didn't give me no time to be. I was in my own world. I didn't know he was going to walk back out.
Right. Enjoy his time the way he wanted to enjoy his time.
That wasn't for him.
First of all, when you run in the train, you enjoy the time together. She's giving a nigga head. You're like, yeah, suck that dick. Yeah, hold on. Wait. Hold your tongue out. Wait, slap the dick off your tongue. Hold on. Did you ask cuz how that pussy is back there? Oh, it's good. It's good.
It's real good.
He was 14 years old. He said the pussy was outstanding. So it's outstanding.
Yo.
What did I ask you? I ain't gonna hold you. This before I became a true legend out here. I said, yo, man. I told him he was mad as shit at me. I said, yo, man, you ain't got to talk to her like that, man.
Yeah, he tell me how to talk to my bitches.
I said, listen, that wasn't right. You ain't got to talk to her like that.
But listen, and then listen, you want to know how it was some ultra super sucker nut shit? He's trying to get cool point with the bitches, with the bitch. I'm like, man, what the fuck is you talking about, man? Dog, you ain't got to talk to her like that. Dog, she's standing right there. She can hear you, nut ass nigga. Why is you sitting here trying to get cool points with my bitches?
He was trying to get some alone time where he could bag her on the side when you're not there.
Yeah, that's what he wanted.
Yes, one thing about me, I was Danny double back. I always double back. I don't play that shit. Where the trouble at? I double back. I double right back. As soon as he get out the way, stop. Yo, what's going on? Damn, you cool? You want a cheesesteak? You hungry?
Let's go get you. Buying food for him and everything.
I went to the Chinese store. I bought a 2-10. The Jones that was $2.10. I ain't go to Stop and Go. I ain't go to the real Jones.
Your adventures is dirty, but I'm going to tell you. Y'all was some dirty train runners, but my dad, yo, I heard a conversation that was so dirty. My dad got two brothers. They get in arguments about old shit, right? My uncle is arguing about some old shit. Talking about some, James, you always been like this, James. Ever since back in the day, we fucking the bitch. We run the bitch. Oh, I gotta fuck first. You fuck the bitch first. He said, and you know we only had one condom.
The nigga told me.
One condom.
Nigga told me. Your dad was bareback shit out here?
No, he said my dad would use the show. And they said they were spritzing it out. This was some 70s.
Hey, I'm gonna keep it all the way real.
Yo, that's disgusting. That's
they low key homosexual.
Yo, bro. And this is, look.
Your dad,
look,
gay. Your dad,
look,
gay.
Look,
gay.
Look,
dad,
this is his blood brother, dog.
No disrespect to any gay people, but we just want to inform you. His dad is on the other side.
Spice Boys.
Listen. They Spice Boys.
Listen,
they were sharing condoms.
Not my pop went first.
They shared condoms.
That's like.
Your pop went second.
That's like.
Your pop went second.
Dude, that's like.
Your pops are ass. Your papa filthy ass. Right. Your pop went sick. Right. That's how you can listen. Yo, that's crazy.
Is his dad really? Hold on. Hold on. Is his dad really his dad?
Is his uncle his dad?
Is his uncle his dad?
I ain't saying they was part of your mind. I don't know.
Hold on, wait, man. Hold on.
I didn't say they part of your mind. I didn't say that. How did he say that? How did he share the condom?
Yo,
take it off.
Hey, yo, hey, listen. Hey, that's like a woman jerking you off with two dicks in the same hand.
No, it's this dog. It's crazy. Yo, disgusting. They was literally arguing. They was arguing because he was like, "You always got to go first, James."
Dog, yeah, that's like a woman throwing you and your man dick in her hand at the same time, and y'all dicks touching. Like.
Most disturbing shit I ever heard, dog. And I was quick to tell everybody in the family immediately.
Damn.
That put some other on your name. That's your name about it, Dad.
That'll let you know your pop was spicy back in the 70s.
No, I got him in tracks doing that.
Yo, you got your fucking mind.
Hold on. Twin switch! Hold on. Man, you had it longer, man.
We talking about the same nigga. You talking about the same nigga that sucking titties while a nigga getting hit.
No.
These are documented facts.
That's not facts. He's a liar. He lied on me.
These are documented facts.
Yeah, but I'm gonna keep it all the way real. That's not worse than sharing a condom.
I mean, no, it's not. That's terrible.
They shared the condom.
It's literally the worst that I've ever heard.
Spicy,
he went first.
His uncle partied with the condom.
Your pop ain't always go first.
Yes, he did.
How your uncle spilling the condom? He's spilling the condom. Rinse it off real quick. Go ahead, bro.
Oh my god.
What I want to know is how poor was niggas? Like, did some good times.
Y'all filthy.
Yeah. Hey, man. Yo, your pop fucking.
No, you reversed it. He went first.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you a question. If you could have been a part of any rap crew for any point in time, you could have won on the run that they went on with them. What rap crew you?
I'd have been right there. See, listen, me and Chuck D would have been sharing the verses. Bring the noise! I'd have been with Chuck D and them. Public Enemy. Ain't no rap. I'd have been with Chuck and them. Do we got a good time
you,
generation?
You know what? I believe that. I could have seen him run around with Flavor Flav, one of them stupid ass clocks.
No, I would have been S1W.
That nigga that had the whole cuckoo clock on with a bird.
Terminator access. Cuckoo.
That nigga.
Welcome to the channel.
That nigga would have had the big ass clock with the cuckoo joint that come out.
That'd have been me.
Yeah, you and Flav.
No, do we got to have certain times? Like, because I also would have been like in Wu-Tang. I'd have been Wu Lo.
You got to pick one.
I'd have been Wu Lo, too. No, I could pick as many as I want to.
No, you would be.
I'd have been a Public Enemy, Wu-Tang, and probably I would have been the Big Timers with Birdman.
Yeah, now that's probably true.
My rappers. Favorite.
Right, and Birdman would have kissed him in his mouth. No, too, like he did Wayne.
I'd have been in Eclipse.
Yep.
With pushing him. Yep. I'd have been in
Yeah, you naming Elder Groots, man. Pick one.
No, I got him. He'd have been Birdman to kiss him. No, like he kissed Wayne.
Wow.
He's a hater. Birdman to kiss you right in the mouth.
Listen, he been hating ever since Baby and him cut him off.
Let me tell you something.
He been hating on Baby ever since he cut him off.
First of all,
this is disgruntled employee shit.
First of all,
when you fire him, they slam him.
First of all, I flew to Circle House Studios and told Baby that I'm out.
I don't care what
tried
say.
To give me a check to
scratch. Excuse me, everybody.
You just mad because you'd have kissed Baby in his mouth. You'd have been a part of Big Time. You'd have kissed Baby.
He's a Cash Money whistleblower. He's a whistleblower. He's a fucking snitch. Because let me tell you something. He's disgruntled. I told y'all this shit before. That's why he's saying, man, Baby, I didn't meet him yet, but I'm going to meet him. And when I meet him,
I'm
going
to
let him know. No, I'm not. I'm going to let him know you's a real nigga. He's mad.
Who a real nigga? You going to let him know I'm a real nigga?
No, Baby is.
You already know I'm a real nigga.
No, you's a sucker.
He's been around me for 3.5 years.
What would have been your Public Enemy name?
You had Chuck D. You had Flea.
He'd have been Chuck Flea.
No, my name would have been something like, because Terminator X, he'd have been Terminator X, and I'd have been Terminator Terminator 1. Because one become before X. But I'd have had a crazy name. But Woo, I'd have been Woo Low.
This nigga.
Yeah, I'd have been in all them
jokes. Who you would have been with, Gil?
It's a lot of crews I would have been with, man.
No, I'd
have been in Two Live Crew.
I would have been in Two Live Crew. That's mine.
Listen, hold on. Take your head off. Just take your head off.
Onyx!
He'd have been with Onyx.
I'd have been
with Onyx.
I'd have been Crazy Fingers.
He'd have been with Onyx. Who you would have been with?
I'd have been with Two Live Crew.
Sucker punching people.
Two Live Crew?
Definitely.
Why?
Because they was making money on the road. All they had to do was fuck with bitches. They was wilding out. And then Pitbull ended up being with them. And Pitbull ended up going off in his own big situation.
Anyway. He was named. Him and Trax, they Two Live Crew anyway.
No, we not.
They shared a condom.
No, he didn't.
You would have been with Pip. You would have been with Two Live Crew.
They was legends, man.
Yeah, man. I mean, Miami. It didn't even have to like think about writing lyrics. It was like easy.
I would have been with the Ghetto Boys, N.W.A.
Nigga, you would have been with
Dog Pound.
You would have been with the Big Thomas, and Baby would have kissed you, nigga.
No, he wouldn't. I would have been with Mobb Deep. Yes, I'd have been with Junior Mafia. I just would have been one of them dudes that just kept. I'd have been set.
You'd have been a click jumper.
Yup.
No, he wouldn't. Nope,
I'd have been over here, been over there.
Nah.
I just, oh, y'all ain't popping no more. I'm over here. That's what everybody do now anyway. I'd have been like, all right, fuck it, I'm over here.
Nah. You'd have just been a click jumper, huh?
I'd have went from the Dog Pound to Junior Mafia. All right, fuck it. All right, I'm going over here.
You'd have just been a dick hopper, huh?
No, and then get out of here. The Outlaws and anything.
Who would you would have been with, Gil?
Me? I probably would have been with
N.W.A.
I think he'd have been with Death Row.
No, I'd have been with, I'd have been with Death Row.
He would have been with the Insane Clown Posse, because he's a fucking clown.
I'd have been with, you know, I'd have been with N.W.A. Because, oh man,
you would have been with N.W.A.
Death Row. Because you see how much weed Snoop smoke? Oh my God, I fit right in with them niggas. Good raps and great weed. Oh my God, and we was on some gangster shit. Oh yeah, I'd have fit right in, especially as a young boy.
He would have been a fucking roadie.
I'd have fit right in.
Just a hang around.
I'd have fit right the fuck in. I'd have bought value to Death Row.
I'm not gonna. I gotta admit, I wanted to be S1W when I was younger. I wanted to march with them.
Well, I thought you were talking about the DJ Bull from Living Color.
I thought he was talking about Living Color. He was talking about Tiny in them group. What the fuck?
No, I said you said SWV. I said S1W.
you did want to be SWV.
Candy, why your love it makes me weak?
Wow,
he's a sucker. He's here. He's trying to slam my name.
So
he wants to slam my name.
In knees, yeah. I can hardly speak.
He wants to slam my name.
And I lose all control.
Wallow get weak in the butt. Yeah, I mean, yo, that'd be you, nigga.
Yo, you spicy as
nah,
shit.
Nah, nigga.
He, you know what? He's Spice One. That's Spice One.
What?
Spice One right here. That's his rap name.
That's what you used to listen
to. No disrespect to Spice One. Dev, he's got crazy. Weak in the butt. Wait, that shit is
that'd have been you, nigga.
Dev,
hold on.
Dev, listen, Dev.
How does a nigga get weak in the butt?
I don't know. Ask him. He was the one wanted to be SWV, nigga.
I said S1W.
I don't know. I can manipulate the recordings.
Oh, it's just like my name.
Dev, how you get weak in the cheeks? Man.
Ask him. I don't know.
Him and Thrax shared the condom. That's why.
Top producers of all time.
Whoa, that's easy. That's easy.
Dr. Dre's number one.
Yeah, let's leave him off.
Whoa.
He's just on a god.
Dr. Dre is number one.
Whoa. Top producers of all time?
Dr. Dre is number one.
No.
Dr. Dre is number one.
I'm not saying he's not number one.
Okay.
I'm just saying top, what was we talking about? Top 100?
Top five only.
I'm going my top five right now.
Five.
Dr. Dre. Pharrell. Timberland.
Okay.
Swiss Beats. Manny Fresh.
I know who come before Manny Fresh.
For real?
First of all.
I love Manny Fresh.
Okay.
You know who come before Manny Fresh? RZA.
Yes. Absolutely.
RZA come before Manny
Absolutely.
Fresh.
Absolutely.
RZA.
Absolutely.
Oh, now listen.
Okay, hold on.
RZA produced Wu-Tang, Raekwon, Old Dirty Bastard, Method Man. Yeah. Come on, man.
Hold on. Manny Fresh produced Juvenile, 4 million records.
Yeah.
Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
Big Thomas.
Yeah.
Turk.
He's right.
Hold on. BG.
I don't agree with him, but he's right on this.
BG, the Hot Boys. But hold on. Before they went back and signed the deal for the $300 million, because I was with them niggas.
Can I ask you one question?
Hold on. Before they went back and signed the deal for $300 million.
All right, that's cool.
Can I finish, nigga?
But that ain't got nothing to do.
Can I finish?
On, go ahead.
Before they went back and signed the deal for $300 million, when Stunner came out of motherfucking Universal with that motherfucking purple check in his hand. Let me tell you something. Manny Fresh had already sold 30 million motherfucking copies, nigga. Don't you ever disrespect.
Don't you ever in your motherfucking life disrespect
Manny Fresh.
I'm not going to listen.
Because let's be for real. Who sold the most records?
No.
I don't care.
Let's be for real.
Wait.
If I did every beat on every fucking album or 30 million records sold, and I got 58 cars in my fucking driveway, and you talking about you don't care. I don't give a fuck that you don't care.
No, right,
and I don't give a fuck. Because I'm that nigga.
And hollering shit don't mean that.
Yeah, we don't give a fuck. You niggas talking
about. But I'm going to say this.
Name your five.
Let me say some fucking respect on Manny Fresh name, nigga.
It ain't about Manny Fresh name. Manny Fresh is a legend.
Right.
Fuck y'all talking about.
Manny Fresh is a legend. Now it's my turn. Cash Money is the shit. Salute them. Salute what Manny done. Manny shit has stopped at one time, which is cool. I love Cash Money. Cash Money ain't no fucking bigger than no fucking Wu-Tang. They not bigger than the impact that Wu-Tang had on the world. Yeah, we not going to get that fucked up.
Wu-Tang.
He just trying to say, and I don't give a fuck about the money. And pack-wise, but I'm talking about the shit that's here, that's going to be here forever, and I'm not discrediting them.
Right.
But Manny Fresh is a legend. You don't have to holler about that.
My nigga.
RZA
Wayne sold scoring a bunch copies. Of movies.
We know
RZA. Wayne sold a million copies in a fucking week. Nobody has ever done that shit ever in the history of the fucking game.
Oh, so we just
Wayne.
Talking about sales? We not talking about impact?
Yeah, he could just get his list off a chart.
Wait, hold on. A part of the impact that you leave is having motherfuckers run to the record store and buy your motherfucking records.
Yeah, and part of it is producing means creating something. If a dude makes a sound, dude makes a sound that sounds like nothing ever, I'm talking about when you heard a RZA beat, you knew. There's only one man on the planet Earth that made this beat. If niggas just heard Manny Fresh beat, you don't just hear it and be like, this absolutely has to be Manny Fresh. There are certain niggas that came in. There's people that came in the game. And this is how I count a producer, is off of being legendary and having an original sound that marked the time period. RZA's one of those people. Timberland is one of those people where you was like, how did these drums go like this? Then you had people like Just Blaze, Heatmakers, whoever was making the beats for Dipset had their own kind of beats. You feel what I'm saying? So you gotta count something for that.
We're not gonna keep arguing. We're gonna agree to disagree.
Wait, don't tell me what the fuck I'm
gonna telling
do.
You, nutass.
You mean to tell me? You mean to tell me when Manny Fresh came out, he didn't put that 808 shit on the map? The fuck are you talking about? Maybe you niggas was young and don't know what the fuck is going on.
Rap.
Hold on, but I know when Manny Fresh came out. Niggas wasn't using that them kicks and them like that. That was a down south thing. And Manny Fresh came and mastered that shit. And then guess what happened? After Manny Fresh came and dropped off all the motherfucking beats, guess what happened? The South took over.
Can I say this?
Can I finish?
I thought you was.
He gonna be long gated. He gonna keep going, and we're not gonna get to the other producers.
Can I finish? Up until that point, before Manny Fresh and Cash Money went on a run, the South didn't have...
Fuck! Rico Wade, Beast by the Pound, Organized Noise, what the fuck?
Can I finish
before
saying
Cash Money?
What was I going to say?
Well, before Cash Money, he said Manny, like Manny just invented everything.
Outkast was before Cash Money.
Organized Noise.
Okay, what I'm saying
Dungeon
is...
Family.
Beast by the Pound,
But what I'm saying is, Outkast did not have the type of impact that Cash Money had as a whole. They had fucking 8 artists on Cash Money, and Manny Fresh did every beat to every fucking album. I did 40% of the album and then we went and got with X, Y, and Z. No, Manny Fresh by him motherfucking self did every fucking beat on every fucking album to 30 million fucking records. Now, I don't know what the fuck you... Wait, and that was before they got the deal. So he may be somewhere around 60 million fucking records sold right now.
All
right,
cool.
But I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Shout out to Manny Fresh. But I want to say this. I want to give shout outs to some people. Organized Noise, they made a great sound.
They did.
Beast by the Pound made a great sound. Trackmasters made a great sound. Dame Grease made a great sound. Swiss Beats made a great sound. DJ Unique, who did all the Bone Thugs and Harmony, made a great sound. DJ Quick made a great sound.
Quick.
Like it's a lot of people out there. Like, you're going to have the big people.
Kanye West made a great sound.
We can't forget them people that was doing a thing within that shit. Irv Gotti, No ID. Them dudes had a great sound. So it's like, Did you say DJ Premier in the top five? Anybody had DJ Premier?
He's not in my top five.
He's not in my top five.
But he's a legend.
But he is great.
But what I'm saying is, you got so many people. It's so many. And then younger dudes, Zay Tovin, Sonny Digital. What's my man name that did 21 shit? I forget his name, but like, it's so many younger dudes that make crazy beats. And it's dudes coming up now, but it's like them legends that we talk that build them empire. Who was doing shit over there for Tony Draper now?
T-Mix.
So
a legend. Fire.
What I'm saying is DJ Paul and Juicy J, they had crazy sound. So it's like, there's two, you got the top tier producers. Did you say Timbaland?
Yeah.
Timbaland.
But also,
Timbaland's in my top five.
To throw in technology being a part, right? Even
and
re-
I'm
going to
keep it all the way real.
Oh,
I'm
going to
keep it all the way
it.
Real. I'm going to keep it all the way. I wasn't even a big fan of Timbaland like that.
I
wasn't even a big fan of the whole movement they had going on. Like, I'm
Magoo
like,
was trash.
I'm going to keep it all the way real. Like, Missy made great music, but I never jumped in my car and threw Missy Elliott the fuck in. No disrespect. I was on some other shit at that time. But I was smart enough to understand that these fucking beats is
who's
fucking
doing Busta
incredible.
Rhymes shit?
You feel what I'm saying?
My man, that was producing De La Ali Hey Muhammad, that was producing Tribe Called Quest.
Tribe Called.
You had Hank Shockley that did all Public Enemy shit. It's so many people.
Niggas that existed back
man,
in that back
let me
then. Hold on, niggas
you can
that
name
existed back then.
Niggas, man.
Hold on.
Who your top five? Nigga?
Hold on. Real quick.
Niggas sit here naming 1,100 niggas.
Niggas nowadays.
Give a shout out to Peanut 2020 Productions.
Nowadays beat making is easier. There's drum patterns already put inside the joint and all that. These niggas back in the day used to have to really piece together these pieces of work. So that's why
you talking about right now.
I'm talking about back in the day. They had to
and
really.
I'm talking about right now.
Wait. Hold on. What was Grand Hustle, motherfucking?
I don't know.
Damn. What's my man name? I like my beats down low. Down
what's
low,
up with Jazzy
low.
Faye? You got Jazzy Faye.
Oh, forgot about
Jermaine
Dupri.
Don't forget Jermaine. Don't forget what's that dude named Polo the Don.
Polo had a good run.
Cool and Dre. It was somebody.
Nigga, what's your top five, nigga?
I can't come up with a top five.
For real?
Yeah, because it's the same. It's going to be like the same. It's going to be like, it might be one or two off, but
I mean,
Dre's the Timbaland.
I would agree that Dr. Dre can hold that number
Travis
one spot.
Travis Scott's a producer.
Dr. Dre holds that number
fuck
one spot.
Yeah, like,
to me, RZA has to be up in that joint. Timbaland has to be up in that joint.
For real?
That's so hard with the Pharrell and Swizzy. That's hard for me to
like,
figure
for me,
out.
For me, I'm not putting Pharrell in front of Manny Fresh. I don't give a fuck what y'all talking about. Fuck, I'm putting Pharrell in front of Manny Fresh. Manny Fresh done sold a quadrillion fucking records.
I wouldn't put him in front of. I wouldn't put him in front of Manny
y'all.
Fresh. I wouldn't put him
fuck
in front of Manny
wrong
Fresh.
With y'all.
It ain't about
and Pharrell,
it ain't about,
a legend.
It ain't about where you putting him.
I'm
at.
Not
everybody
picking
got
him
five.
In front of Manny
he
Fresh.
Got a, he ain't got it. I'm just saying you got your own five. It ain't about.
And I fuck with Pharrell. That's my mean, man. Pharrell
it
took
ain't about
me in, had me in his crib back in 1997. Him and Chad and Eclipse. NBA, nothing but love.
Did you go skateboarding with Skateboard
Fuck
P?
No, I wasn't a skateboarder. Nigga.
You might have to say somebody like Quincy Jones.
What?
No, that's me talking about him.
Old ass Quincy,
about,
man.
Hey, nah. He did Mike shit. We talking about
like, Thriller.
Talking about, man.
I know, but we not going to go that way. That's a whole different joke.
Man, we talk about rap, man. We ain't talking about no old ass Quincy, man.
You that nigga.
But I'm going to just say
he
this,
is
man.
That nigga. Quincy's still living, right?
Yeah, it's hard. It's like with the rap shit, it's so many great producers out there and there's up and coming ones.
Man, you's a nut ass nigga. What's your five, nigga?
No, he listen, fuck out of here.
What's your five?
I already said RZA, isn't it? Boy, Trey, motherfucking, fucking.
Man, you niggas ain't he. Stories from a cell, man.
You's a nut ass nigga. My five is this. This is my five. Dr. Dre. Kanye West, Hank Shockley, RZA.
I'll steal Kanye from you.
Pharrell.
All right, yeah, because we know you're a Pharrell groupie. I just want to meet Pharrell so bad. Why? So you can say, because I'm heavy.
He's a nut-ass nigga. Skateboard pig.
Heaviness is the I wear Vans too, Pharrell.
Yeah, no, he don't need to wear
Pharrell,
Vans.
If you ever need me to go
he's
on,
a fucking nut-ass
you ever
nigga.
Need me to go on tour with you, hold
coming
your dick.
To. Listen,
I'll
man.
Hold your dick,
look
Pharrell.
At, he's spicy. He always talking about pipes. He's a pipe.
You,
he's
I'll
a
be,
pipe.
I'll be a professional cock holster for real.
Why does him complimenting somebody got to be a cock holster?
Because he's a pipe. That's who he is.
No, because I know how he feel about Pharrell. He called me talking about Pharrell's festival is going on today. I was like, okay.
I said we could have went
he was
down
like,
there.
Let's go down there. I'm like,
something in the
you
water.
You think I'm riding 4.5 hours of to go to a fucking festival. Low, no, you take your ass down there. Damn it, you don't want to go kick it with Pharrell and Chad. Them niggas don't know you, Low.
I didn't say that.
Them
he
niggas don't
lying.
Know you, Low.
I didn't say all that.
I said they might know me. They might have seen me on the gram, man. They don't pay attention to that, never shit,
said
that.
You said that.
I never said that. He fucking lying. Now he's lying on me. Put smut on my name. I never said that. He's fucking lying.
They might know me. I said they don't know you. None of that.
Listen, man. This story from the story is brought to you by DebtQuest. Listen, man, if you got over 12,000, 10,000 in debt, listen, these people, listen, they settle, they know all the credit, or over 1,600 creditors that they know that they could get wood, settle your debt, bring it down to 15, 50% of your debt. They're not playing no games. I'm talking about they're really shaking it up. DebtQuest, I'm talking about 1-800-736-0660. 1-800-736-0660. Listen, man, they reduce your credit card debt by 50%. Affordable program payments. I'm talking about having affordable payment. Get out of debt without bankruptcy. I'm talking about eliminate interest rates. No upfront fees. No obligations. I'm talking about...
Wait. No unfuck fees.
No. I said no upfront fees.
Oh, no upfront fees.
Hey, this what? Is what dude, he trying to... No, dude. Y'all, dude, I'm talking about what they're accepting is like major credit cards, department stores, personal unsecured loans, insurance policies and collection, bank loans, gas cards, finance companies, installments loans, repo deficiency balances, business debt, business loans, business credit cards, bank overdraft fees, furniture cards, et cetera. Listen, they're connected to 1,600 creditors, man.
Damn.
Any type of, yeah, they're not
so
playing
so if you
no
got
games.
Over more than $10,000 worth of debt?
They listen, they can straighten you out. They can help you out. They can get it down to 50%. You pay them, they feed. They're not going to charge you until they negotiate it with the creditors for you. They're not playing DebtQuest.
That's heavy.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they're not playing. They really about it. And you
so they're like the top debt. You know, people in the game right now.
Listen, man, they really the truth. Anytime they had settled over like $1 billion and stuff, like they didn't really did they thing, settled $1 billion and stuff. Like, man, listen, over 180,000, customer serve. You know what I mean? They doing their thing. I mean, 94% customer satisfaction, A+, better business bill rating. So they really doing their thing, man. So get with DebtQuest. That's DebtQuest.com, 1-800-736-0660. Get with them if you had this type of financial problem.
And if you got over $10,000, they'll straighten you out.
They're over $10,000.
Come on, let's get the stories from the cell.
And now it's time for a storage from the cell. Affiliation can lead to a lot of things that you don't want. When I first got to prison, I didn't know. I'm not even going to front. Like, I was just a seasoned prisoner, and I just walked into it, and it's like the same with the street game. It was a little different. You run into homies from the past, some of them be mentally ill, some of them be gone, and some of them be into a lot of shit that you won't know until somebody pull your coat. I had one homie, got one of him, hey, what's up, man? God damn, man, this is in third. A couple days later, I found out that he was a booty warrior. Like, he was running around playing games and shit in here. I had to shake him immediately. My one homie from over the counter, I ain't see him because he be working all the time. I seen him, I'm going to lunch with my homie. Yeah, man, we kicking. I'm thinking this boy was who he was back in the day. Nah. In jail, a lot of people change. They change sometimes for the good, sometimes for the better. Most of the time, it's for the not even the better or the good. It's for the worse. So we walking. Yeah, man. He talking. Yeah, man. What's up? What's your name, man? Oh, man. He out there, man. He doing this thing, man. Yeah, just that third. My man see me. Yo, Low. Oh, call me across the child. Damn, player. What's up? Come here, man. No, come here, man. We got to rap. Come here. So, damn, man, what's up? They told me you was in the joint, man. I ain't catch you. Yo, mm-hmm. Stay away from him. You like that ass. What? What's the name? Man, he on that ass. You see, I don't fuck with him. You see how he look? You see how he look when I called you over here? He's a booty warrior. I said, what ho?
He was trying to recruit you.
Yeah, no, he wasn't trying to recruit
yes,
me.
He was.
He went around. Because we wasn't talking about that. Baby, We was talking about such and such
doing out there. Look like they doing great. Listen, he like great as your cakes.
We talking about the
shit. Look like what?
We talking about the streets.
Like, no, I went to the Great Lakes when I was out there.
We talking about the streets. All right. I shook him. Now the homie that pulled my coat, he always working. He's like, I'm going to get with you on the weekends. I'm like, cool. All right, cool. Salad. Went into another one of the cat I knew back in the day. Because sometimes dudes don't even be out in the yard and they come out there. Man, what's up? This dude, it was a gambling specialist. He was a gambling technician that never won. Always owed people money. Borrowing from Peter to pay Paul, to pay Raheem, Boo Boo, and Kareem. He just borrowing from everybody.
Right.
I'm like, oh, he on some goofy shit. They ready to hit him up. He playing with people money. I'm talking about dudes that take lockup. Dudes that owe people money and be ready to take lockup if they feel the temperature heating up. They'll just do a mysterious lockup, go to the guard. Yeah, I'm ready to stab somebody. I can't. Or I lock him up. Or I'm in fear of my life, fear of my safety, all that type of stuff. So dudes be going to prison, and it'd be dudes that you heard about that supposed to be legend. You'll go there, you'll think they, but it'd be a lot of shit going on. Like when you go to prison, you got to really go there to do your time. If you go in there, go there, do your time, build up your whatever type of relationship that you have with the people outside, try to fix that. Because most of the time when we go to prison, we destroy some relationship and trust with our family, the mother of our children, our mother's sister, whoever. Right. So you, I think when you go in there, go there, do your time, get your game together. Don't go in jail and be in jail like you was on the street posting up. I had this one homie, all he wanted to do was post up in the yard and didn't want to be on some dumb shit when somebody posting up in the area he be posting up. I said, yo, bro, you're not. That's not a street corner. That's a prison yard. No, they don't be the fuck over there. I'm going to check them. All right, but listen, when you go check them, holler at me later because I'm going that way. I got to go over there. I'm not going over there okay, to check no
so,
niggas.
So tell us back about the nigga who was the booty warrior who was trying to get you on the cell.
No, he was. How'd
he make
said,
out?
I never said nobody. I cut that nigga off. I never said nobody was trying to get me in the cell. See, he always go back to that.
He'll tell us about what dude made the moves and got him as the cell. The people's back up. He's going down to 11. He's like, wait, for what?
I never
That's the same boy that made you say, CEO, watch this.
Anybody?
Hey, Barry Benji over got you as a cell.
Benjamin Franklin.
Listen. And you know what's crazy?
Benjamin Franklin.
Listen. Every time this nut running to somebody that I was in jail with, the first thing he says, yeah, they took advantage of low in jail. Niggas be like, no, they never done that.
Hey, no, hold on.
Never happened.
Hold on. They said Benjamin. They said you. They put you in Benjamin Franklin cell. Come here. Take him in Benjamin.
He lied on me. But I'm going to say this, though. My one homie, right, we started calling this dude post up. Because he just in the yard every day like he on the corner. He couldn't let it go. He posted up, got his little punk-ass knife on him. It ain't nobody going to be... Like, you're not selling no
but they
drugs.
Told me you did do 2 years with Lil' Him.
You lying on me. You fucking
they
lying.
They said, you know how it's Lil' Kim? His name was Lil' Him.
That was your celly?
Yeah,
no,
Lil'
he
Him
lying.
Was
no, no, he wasn't. He lying on me. No, he lying on me.
Uh-huh.
This boy lying on me. He's a vicious liar, man.
And he did a year with Barney B.
What?
Come on, man.
Barney B. This boy lying on me. He listen. He lying on me. And every time he run into somebody that I was in jail with, he tried to get them to throw smoke on my name.
They told me you used to walk through the yard with Sticky Minaj.
What? Yo, he lying. Yo, why is he lying? Where is he getting this shit from? These names. They wasn't. What the fuck?
Yo,
listen. He lying on me. He's spicy.
Was a nigga up there called Sticky? Sticky Minaj.
Them niggas was towards the end of your bid because these is new rappers.
Yeah, that's he lying. He lying. I just got wild out of nowhere. He lying on me.
No,
man.
No, first when he got there it was Lil Him.
He lying on me, man.
That was his first
son. Rod Diggum.
He lying on me, man.
Hey, listen, man, we're going to wrap this up. We appreciate everybody for tuning in
every week, man.
Making us the number one music podcast in the country.
Hold up. One thing that's real important, November the 30th, Temple University, Menton Hall, $1 million worth of game live podcast.
Right, November 30th.
November 30th.
Menton Hall. Temple University.
$1 million worth of game
get
live.
Get your tickets now.
Listen, you already see the link in the bio. Get your tickets,
hey, listen,
man.
Let me tell
it.
You something. The first one was extraordinary.
But this is going to be crazy.
Let me tell you something. And it was sold out. And it was a lot of people mad because they didn't get their tickets.
Don't wait till it's too late.
Be trying to get tickets the week of. Think you going, and then you be mad because you don't be able to get into the building. Now, I'm telling y'all now, it's a 600-seat capacity building. Get your tickets now. Because once we post that link today, we will sell at least 400 of them bitches before 12 o'clock tonight. So get your tickets ASAP, and we'll see y'all November 30th. Menton Hall, Temple University. This is $1 million worth of game. I'm Gilly the Kid.
I'm Wallow 267.
And it's just like that.
Right!